read Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
刚才有一些弟兄姊妹跟我一起读，那有一些还没有机会，所以我们大家再读一次。
Let's read one more time.
因为我们只有一节圣经要读。
We only have one verse this morning.
好，我们大家一起来。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。主，我们感谢你，主啊，我们何等感谢你，我们能够常常这样聚集在你的面前。
Lord, how we thank you that we often can gather together before you.
主啊，我们感谢你，你说赐给我们的救恩是何等的浩大。
Lord, we thank you that the salvation you have given us is such a great salvation.
这个救恩有何等大的一个指望。
And then we have such a great hope.
你给我们的能力是何等的丰富。
And that the power you have given us is such an abundant power.
早晨我们再回到你话语的里面。
This morning we wanted to return back to your word.
但愿这个话成为我们的生命。
May your word become our life.
也会成为我们那个路上的那个光。
And the light.
但愿早晨这些话交在主的手中。
We submit all the words into your hand.
我们也把我们自己都交在你的手中。
We yield ourselves in your hand.
愿你成就你的旨意在我们的当中。
May you accomplish your will in our midst.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus.
主，早晨读了这一节圣经是罗马书第十二章第一节。
This morning, the verse we just read is Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
这张圣经在整个罗马书里面，那站在一个关键的地位上。
This verse is in a very pivotal position.
因为罗马书可以分成两个大段。
Because the whole book of Romans can be divided into two parts.
罗马书第一个大段是从第一章到十一章。
So the first part is from chapter 1 through 11.
而第二段从十二章一直到十六章。
And the second part is from chapter 12 to 16.
而头十一章讲的是这个福音的真理。
And the first 11 chapters talks about the truth of the gospel.
则后面这几章呢，讲到那个福音的大能。
And the following few chapters talk about the power of the gospel.
而这罗马书十二章第一节乃是一个关键的心，因为它让我们看见如何福音的真理进到福大能。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 1 is an important verse to show us how we can enter from the truth of the gospel into the power of the gospel.
我们感谢神，让我们知道并认识明白福音的真理。
We thank Lord that He let us to come to understand and know the truth of the gospel.
但是更宝贵的一件事，我们能够在生活的当中经历福音的大能。
But more precious thing is that in our daily life, we need to experience the power of the gospel.
因此我们必须要知道这个关键的圣经。
Therefore, we must come to know this very important verse.
如果我们在这个关键的圣经上没有认识的话，
If we don't truly know this important verse,
虽然我们知道许多福音的真理，
Even though we have so many kind of knowledge about the truth of the gospel,
但是我们在生活当中就缺少经历福音大能的经验。
So we are the experience of the power of the gospel in our lives.
因此当使徒保罗写地方的时候，心里面是有一个非常沉重的一个负担。
Therefore, when Paul wrote these verses, he had such a heavy burden in his heart.
所以他说，所以我以神的慈悲来劝你们。
Therefore, he said, Therefore, I urge you by the mercies of God.
因为保罗知道，如果我们停留在福音的真理里面，
Because Paul knew that if we stop just in the truth of the gospel,
如果不能够进到那个福音大能的经历当中，
if we are not able to enter into the power of the gospel,
因此神在我们身上那个救恩的目的不能达成，
so the purpose of God's salvation cannot be fulfilled.
因此它里面有一个极重的一个负担，
Therefore, he has such a heavy burden in his heart.
他说我以神的慈悲来劝你们。
He said, I urge you by the mercy of God.
保罗所用的词远远超过这个劝这个字。
And the word he used, it's far more than just besiege.
保罗的那个呢，可以说是求你们。
We may say begging. He is begging.
来求在罗马的弟兄姊妹们能够进入这罗马书十二章第一节所说的。
He was begging all his fellow believers that all of the Christians may enter into the reality of Rome chapter 12 verse 1.
为什么保罗的心情这样的沉重呢？
Why he has had such a heavy burden?
因为保罗知道罗马书十二章四一节能够让福音的目的成就在我们的身上。
Because he knew that Roman chapter 12 verse 1 allowed the purpose of God's salvation fulfilled in our heart.
反过来说，如果我们没有经历这罗马书十二章第一节的话，福音的大能就不能够在我们身上成就。
Therefore, on the other hand, if we do not experience Roman chapter 12 verse 1, then the power of the gospel cannot be fulfilled in our heart.
你们想到在旧约里面那个奉献的那个羊。
As we think about the sacrifice, the lamb,
就是那羊饲养献祭用的那些羊。
So as the lamb that used for sacrifice.
如果有一只羊它没有被献上的话。
So if one lamb cannot be offered as a sacrifice.
这只羊它活在地上的那个目的就没有达成。
So then the purpose for this lamb cannot be fulfilled.
因为这它那个羊是养来是奉献的。
Because the purpose of purpose of this lamb is for the sacrifice.
因此，如果这只羊没有被奉献的话，它一生的目的就枉然了。
So if this lamb cannot be offered as a sacrifice, then his whole life is wasted.
因此，保罗心里面的负担就是这样沉重。
So that's why Paul had such a heavy burden in his heart.
因为如果我们不把自己奉献给神的话
，if we do not offer ourselves to God,
因此神这个福音的大能就不能成就在我们上。
So the power of the gospel cannot be realized in us.
叫做活祭呢
？What is the living sacrifice?
活祭很就是活生活，完全是为。
It's simply put, it's living your life totally for the Lord.
这就是那个关键。
This is the important part.
这就是如何把那个福音的真理和福音的大能能够连接在一起。
That's how you can connect the truth of the gospel with the power of the gospel.
如果我们活在地上不是为着神的话
，If we are not living our life for the God, for the Lord,
我们就不能够把福音的大能和福音的真理能够连接在一起。
Then we cannot connect the truth of the gospel with the power of the gospel.
如何一个人在地上能够活出这样的生命，把真理和大能连在一起呢？
How man can live out this reality and connect the truth of the gospel with the power of the gospel?
今天早晨我们要从圣经里面来看见有三个方面。
And this morning we would like to take a look we would like to take a look at the Bible from three aspects.
这三个方面让我们能够从实际的生活里面来看如何把真理和大能够连接在一起。
So all of these three aspects will show us how we can connect the power of the connect the truth of the gospel.
这也是一个真正奉献的人他在生活里面的一个表现。
This is a manifestation of a consecrated man in his life.
这也是我们在地上可以操练的一些事情。
This is something we can practice on earth.
我们常常讲我们要为主而活。
We often talk about how we live for the Lord.
但这三个方面告诉我们什么叫做为主而活。
And all these three manifestations will show us what it means to live for the Lord.
为主而活在生活里面到底是什么意思？
What living for the Lord exactly means in our life?
好，头一个。
First.
就是一个为主而活的人，他是有一个简单而谦卑的灵。
The man who live a life for the Lord must have a spirit of humility and simplicity.
马太福音里面，我们主耶稣说过这样一句话。
Matthew, our Lord said this verse in Matthew.
他说：“我再告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成孩子的样式，断不得进国。所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。”
Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humble himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣特别说要谦卑，谦卑到像一个小孩子一样。
Lord especially mentioned you need to humble yourself like this child.
什么是一个小孩子呢？
What are children?
我想弟兄姊妹们都知道。
Brother, sister, all know.
就是那个孩子在非常小的时候。
So when the child was very young,
或者你的孩子刚刚会走路的时候，刚刚会说话的时候，
or when a child just about to walk and then to talk,
如果你有这样的小孩，你有带过这样小孩的话，你就知道，当你有一个小孩这么小的时候啊，你叫他做什么，他就做什么。
So if you have a child like this, you must remember whatever you tell your child, and they would do it.
当我那个孩子很小的时候呢，我摆在那个桌子上，我说跳下来。他就跳下来。
So when my child was very young, I placed my child on the table, so I asked him to jump down, and he did it.
当然，他跳下来，我就把他接住了。
Of course, I just hold him.
但是呢，我并没有跟他讲说我会接你的。
But I didn't tell him beforehand that I would keep you safe.
但是那个孩子对父亲呢是完全相信的。
But my child had a total trust in his father.
父亲说什么呢，他就做什么。
Whatever his father tells him, he just do it.
当然了，那个时间呢不会太长久的哈。
But that's not long. That doesn't last long.
但是有这么一段时间。
But for a little while,
那个孩子哈，对这个父亲啊是完全相信的。
So the children has a total trust in his father.
你叫他做什么，他就做什么。
Whatever you tell your children do, they would do it.
这叫做孩子的谦卑。
This is a childlike humility.
这叫孩子的单纯。
This is a childlike simplicity.
主耶稣说啊，你在天国里面什么样的人是最大呢？就是谦卑像这个孩子的人。
So in kingdom of heaven, who is the greatest? It's the child. It's the man who turned himself like this child.
弟兄姊妹们，你读新约圣经的时候
，If you read the New Testament,
你读特别是读四福音的时候
，As full gospel,
你发现主耶稣在地上哈，他谦卑像小孩子一样。
You discover that our Lord Jesus humbled himself like a child.
所以呢，父说什么，他就做什么。
Whatever the father tells him, he just did it.
不只是在他很小的时候。
Not only from his youth.
他一生都是这样。
His entire life.
他一生维持一个像小孩子一样的单纯和谦卑。
He had such a childlike spirit for his entire life.
一直等到那个克西马尼园的时候，在那里祷告的时候，仍然是如此。
As he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was still like a child.
父亲说什么，那儿子就顺服了。
Whatever Heavenly Father told our Lord Jesus, and he did it.
所以弟兄姊妹们哈，这个是一个在地上奉献过奉献生活人的一个表现。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the one of the manifestations.For a man who consecrated life on earth.
我们如果把自己奉献出来为着神，
If we consecrate ourselves for the Lord,
那就表示在生活里神说什么我们就做什么。
This means that whatever our Lord tells us, we would do it.
没有一个人可以说他是奉献的人，而他不是这样的。
So no one that consecrated himself to the Lord cannot do this.
每一个要奉献的人，神在他们身上的训练就是如此。
So the training God gave them consecrated men is it's just like this.
所以你看，当撒母耳要出来被奉献做祭司的时候
，When Samuel was offered as a priest,
没有人教导撒母耳。
No one taught Samuel.
那个以利已经软弱下来了。
So Eli became very weak.
这个以利自己都不能听见神的声音。
Eli himself could not hear the Lord.
所以我们的神啊，天上的神要亲自来教导撒母耳做祭司。
So our God himself was teaching Samuel how to be a priest.
神头一件事情啊，就是要教撒母耳怎么样能够听见神的声音。
First thing Lord was teaching Samuel was how to hear the voice of the Lord.
所以晚上呢，他就来撒母耳说：“撒母耳，撒母耳。”
Lord called Samuel, Samuel, Samuel.
所以撒母耳听见了以后，就跑到以利那里说：“是不是你叫我？”
After Samuel heard the voice, and he went to Eli and asked Eli, "Did you call me?"
以利说：“没有，你回去睡觉吧。”
And Eli said, "No, go back to sleep."
神又来叫撒母耳，撒母耳，撒母耳。
And then God called Samuel again, Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳又跑到以利那里去了。
And Samuel went to Eli again.
这叫做小孩子的谦卑。
This is called the childlike humility.
然后呢？ 呢，以利说没有，你回去吧。
And Eli said, No, go back.
然后呢，神又叫他第三次，撒母耳，撒母耳。
And God called Samuel for the third time, Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳又跑到以利那里去了。
And Samuel went to the Eli again.
要是我第三次我就不去了。
If I were Samuel, I would not
go. 前面两次都不对的。
Because for the first two times,
但是呢
it was not.
这是有一个，这里有一个孩子。
But here there was a child.
这一个孩子的谦卑。
And there was a childlike humility.
第三次他又跑去了。
And he went to Eli for the time.
然后这个时候呢，以利说了一句非常重要的话。
So at that time, Eli said a very, very important thing.
这也是以利对撒母耳一生唯一的一个教导。
So that's the only teaching of Eli to Samuel.
以利说呢，你再听见的话，你就这样说，你说。耶和华啊，请说，仆人静听。
Eli told Samuel that if you hear the same thing, same voice, you say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
然后呢，当耶和华第四次来呼叫撒母耳的时候
，When Lord called Samuel for the fourth time,
撒母耳就说：“耶和华啊，请说，仆人静听。
”And Samuel responded.Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
这就是耶和华亲自教导那个奉献的人如何能够亲自听到神的声音。
That's how Lord Himself teach a man who consecrated his life to hear the voice of the Lord.
这是我们一个要做奉献的人，我们生活里面的一个表现。
This is a manifestation of a consecrated man.
当我们在读圣经的时候
，As we read the Bible,
我们是不是有一个心说耶和华？请说，仆人静听。
Do we have this heart to say to the Lord that speak, Lord, for your servant is listening?
当我们在生活里面遇见困难的时候
，As we encounter hardship in our life,
我们相不相信神能够使万事都互相效力
？Do you believe that all things would work together?
因此，我们到神面前说：“耶和华哈，碰见这件事情了，请说，仆人静听。”
So can you come before the Lord and say?Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
我们孩子不听话的时候
，When we did not listen to the Lord,
你能不能到主的面前说啊，耶和华啊，请说，仆人静听。
Can you come to the Lord and say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening?
这是一个奉献人生活里面的表现。
This is a manifestation of a consecrated life.
这是一个孩子的谦卑。
This is a childlike humility.
如果我们能够这样的来到主的面前。
If we can come before the Lord like this,
主就能向我们说话。
And the Lord able to talk to us.
不但撒母耳能够听见声音。
Not only Samuel was able to voice of the Lord.
另外他还学一个重要的功课。
He also learned an important lesson.
就是要照着神所说的去行。
And he needed to do according to what Lord told him.
神跟撒母耳讲的话呢是很严肃的一件事情。
So what the Lord told Samuel is a very serious matter.
讲到这个神对以利家的审判。
Because they talk about the judgment of the house of Eli.
所以那个撒母耳不敢告诉以利的。
So Samuel was afraid, did not dare to tell Eli.
他虽然听见神的说话，他不敢告诉以利。
Even though he was able to hear the voice of the Lord, but he did not want to share, tell Eli.
但是神要他学这个功课，就要以利来一再的来询问他。
So Lord want Samuel to learn this lesson. That's why Lord caused Eli to ask Samuel for several times.
因此撒母耳就学到他需要照着主的话来行。
So that's how Samuel learned how he can do according to the word of the Lord.
是这两件事情。让我们描述撒母耳一生的故事。
These two things can sum all the entire life of Samuel.
撒母耳的一生可以用这两件事来描述。第一句话就是耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
So the entire life of Samuel can be summarized in these two verses. The first is "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
第二句话就是撒母耳照耶和华的话去行。
And the second is Samuel did according to the word of the Lord.
他一生都保持这个孩子的谦卑和单纯。
All his life kept this childlike humility.
这就是一个奉献的人。
This is a man who consecrated himself.
就这么简单。
It's such a simple thing.
所以你看撒母耳一直到年老的时候
When Samuel was old,
有一天呢神又跟他讲话了
One day, Lord talked to Samuel again.
他说啊从耶西的众子里面呢要立我高一个王
So you shall anoint for me the one whom I designate to you among the son of Jesse.
这个话听见了
And then he heard a word.
但是这个话能够照着去行吗？
Can he actually do it?
撒母耳说我去呢，如果扫罗若听见的话必要杀我。
How can I go when Saul hears of it? He will surely kill me.
然而撒母耳仍然是照着耶和华的话去行。
Samuel still did what the Lord said.
所以一直到他年老的时候，他仍然是对着神的话这样的忠心。
So when Samuel was old, he's still faithful to the word of the Lord.
你看到了耶西的家里面，耶西有七个儿子从他面前经过，他每一个他都能够听见了神的声音，说这个不是。
So after he came to the house of Jesse, and he was able to hear the Lord and knew none of David's seven sons was the one.
神说不是，那就不是。
Then if the Lord said it, this is not the one.
虽然撒母耳看这个耶西的大儿子的时候呢，撒母耳觉得这个就是了。
So although when Samuel saw the oldest son of Jesse, and he thought that could be the one.
但是神说不是，那就不是。
And then the Lord said it's not. Then he said if the Lord said so, then it was surely not.
有七次神说不是，撒母耳就说不是。
He said Lord said no for seven times, and then Samuel accepted.
一直到当第八个就是大卫来的时候。
Until David came.
然后神说这就是他。你起来告他。
And then Lord told Samuel, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he."
因为神说是，所以撒母耳就照着去行。
Since the Lord said this is him, then Samuel did what the Lord said.
从撒母耳的一生让我们看见什么叫做奉献。
So the entire life of Samuel showed us what is a consecration.
就是当一个奉献的人能够听见神的声音，并且照着神的话去行。
So it's when a consecrated man hear the voice of the Lord and do according to the word of the Lord.
这就是撒母耳的秘诀。
This is a secret Samuel.
这叫做活着为耶稣。
This is a living for Christ.
这个叫做献上身体当作活祭。
This is present your body a living sacrifice.
对弟兄姊妹，今天我们是不是也能够听见神的声音？
So can we also hear the voice?
但更重要的一件事情，当我们听见神的，我们是不是能够照着耶和华去行呢？
More importantly, after we hear the voice of the Lord, can we do according to what Lord said?
如果我们没有把自己献上当作活祭，
If we did not present our body as a living sacrifice,
虽然我们能够听见神的声音，
even though we can hear the voice of the Lord,
但是我们很难照着神的话去行。
But it's very difficult for us to do what the Lord said.
那个差别在什么地方？
What's the difference?
那个差别在有没有把自己献给神当作活祭？
The difference is, do you present your body a living sacrifice?
今天我们在地上蒙恩得救的人，我们的差别在哪里？
For us to receive by grace, what is our difference?
不在乎我们是不是能够知道神的心意。
It's not a matter of whether we know the heart of the Lord.
我们都能听见神的声音。
We can all hear the voice of
the Lord. 因为神说我的羊能够听见我的声音。
Because Lord said, my lamb can hear the voice of my.
但是那个差别在什么地方？
Then what's the difference?
是我们听了神的声音以后，能不能够照着他的话去行？
So the difference is after we hear the voice of the Lord, can we do what the Lord said?
为什么我们不能去行？
How we cannot do what Lord said?
因为没有把自己献上当作。
Because we do not present our body a living sacrifice.
这是奉献的人的头一个生活中的表现。
This is a first manifestation of a consecrated life.
这里有第二个生活的表现。
The second manifestation.
这是第二个我们要生活中的学习。
This is our second learning.
告诉我们什么样的人什么样的一个表现是一个奉献的表现。
To show us what kind of manifestation is a manifestation of a consecrated life.
哥罗西书告诉我们。
So Colossians tell us.
也是从所以开始，他说：“所以你们要，你们若真与基督一同复活。”
Also start with a therefore. It says if you have been raised up with Christ.
就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
You need to keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of the God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
作为一个奉献的人，在生活里面有第二个表现。
So it's the second manifestation of a consecrated life.
是思念上面的事，他不思念地上的事。
It's to set your mind on the things above, the things that are on earth.
作为一个奉献给神的人，他的心思意念常常是思念天上的事。
A man who has a consecrated life often set his mind on the things above.
或者这样说，当他看地上的事物，他是从属天的角度来看这个地上的事物。
In another word.When he look at the things on earth, he look at from the heavenly vision, from a heavenly vision.
从
perspective.
从圣经里面我们看到有这样一个人。
So from the Bible, we see a man like this.
在地上生活的时候，他看事物从来从天上的角度来看事物。
So when he looked at things on earth, he always looked at from the heavenly perspective.
这个人就是但以理。
And this man is Daniel.
但以理的生活有很多的挑战。
So Daniel's life is full of challenges.
在他年轻的时候，他就要做一个选择。
When he was young, he faced a choice.
要不要吃这个巴比伦王所提供的这个饮食和酒？
Whether eat the food, the king's food and the king's wine.
当这件事情的时候，
When he was faced such a thing.
他乃是从天上的角度来看这件事情。
He looked at it from the heavenly perspective.
他乃是思念上面的事。
He set his mind on things on heaven.
他立志不吃王的饮食。
He set his mind not to be defiled by king's food and wine.
并没有任何的挣扎。
And he had no struggle.
他一开始他就决心不吃王的饮食。
So at the very beginning, he set his mind not to be defiled.
他就要求有十天的时间来证明这件事情。
And he asked to be tested for 10 days.
过了十天以后，他们没有消瘦，反而俊美肥胖。
After 10 days, their appearance seemed to be better and they were fatter.
所以我们看见当但以理他们站在神那一边的时候，神也站在他们那一边。
So when Daniel chose to stand with God, and God also stood with them.
因为他对这件事情，他从天的角度来看。
Because he looked at these things from the aspect.
因此就非常的简单，他们不能吃王的饮食。
So then it became very simple that they cannot eat the king's food and wine.
后来我们看见他有三个朋友面临另外一个挑战。
So we see later on, Daniel's three friends face another challenge.
就是要拜这个尼布甲尼撒所设立的金像。
They were asked to worship the golden image Nebuchadnezzar set.
他的三个朋友不愿意拜这个金像。
And his three friends did not want to worship
this
golden image.
因此就被抓到这个尼布甲尼撒的王的面前。
So they were captured. They were brought before the king of Nebuchadnezzar.
这个王啊是非常爱他们的。
Actually, the Nebuchadnezzar loved them very much.
因为这三个朋友非常的优秀的。
Because they were so excellent. They're
excellent. 所以王就说了，你们不拜是不是故意的？
So did you not worship the golden image on purpose?
那我再给你们一次机会。
Let me give you another chance.
我再让人把这个乐队呢再能够把这个音乐响起来。
Let me have the sound of music again.
如果你们能够再拜的话呢，是了。
If you fall down and worship, then nothing would happen.
这个他们三个朋友说什么呢？他说我们呢不能够回答你。
And then his friend said, I could not answer you.
他说啊，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
And they said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire.
换句话说，他们已经决定了。
And in another word, they have already set up their mind.
我们不会拜了。
We would not worship.
那个结果就是那个烈火的窑中，我们相信神可以救我们的。
And the end result would be the furnace of blazing fire.
所以他们已经
our God is able to deliver us.
他们已经选择进入那个烈火的窑中。
They already chose the furnace of blazing fire.
他们看这件事情呢，乃是从属天的角度来看。
They look at the things from the heavenly perspective.
如果他们想地上的事的话，就很困难了。
If they set their mind on the things on earth, it became very difficult.
有谁不怕这个烈火的窑呢？
Who was not afraid of the furnace of blazing?
谁愿意进入烈火的窑中呢？
Who was willing to enter the furnace of blazing?
但是他们那天没有思想的事。
But they did not set their mind on the things on earth.
他们思念上面的事。
They set their mind on things above.
他们说我们不能拜这个金像。
They said we cannot worship this golden image.
神能够把我们从烈火的窑中能够拯救出来。
And we believe our Lord is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire.
然后他们说，几乎不然。
And then they said even he does not.
王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Let it be known to you, O King, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image.
我们感谢神啊，这话是何等的有力量！如果我们的神不救我的话
，So we thank Lord how powerful this word is. If our Lord did not deliver us,
那我们就死在那个烈火的窑中。
Then we would rather die in the furnace of blazing fire.
也绝不侍奉你的神。
And we would not serve your God.
也不敬拜你所立的金像。
And worship the golden image.
我们感谢神有这样的人哈。
We thank Lord for such men.
能够在面临这样大难里面，完全没有从自己的观点来想事情。
So when they face such challenge and then temptation, they would not think things from their own perspective.
他们乃是思念天上的事。
They set their mind on things above.
因此呢，他们果然就被丢在那个烈火的窑中了。
Therefore, they were cast into the furnace.
但是那个王来看的时候呢，发现那个烈火的窑中有第四个人。
And then the king actually saw the fourth man working in the midst of the fire.
那第四个人的相貌好像神子。
And then the fourth man is like the son of God.
你看见，在那个烈火的窑中啊，福音的真理和福音的大能就连在一起了。
See, in the furnace of blazing fire, the truth of the gospel is connected with the power of gospel.
如果他们没有进到烈火的窑中，他们怎么能够经历到原来在那个烈火的窑中里面有第四个人？
And if they did not enter into the furnace of blazing fire, how could they experience there was a fourth man in the fire?
他们怎么能够经历到原来福音有这样大的能力？
How could they experience the great power of the gospel?
弟兄姊妹，你就知道这个福音真理和福音大能连接在什么地方，在奉献。
So the place where the truth of the gospel connect to the power of the gospel is the consecration.
如果那一天他们三个人为了思念地上的事，他们就拜了那个金像的话，他们没有办法经历到这个福音的大能。
If the three friends worship the idol and then they did not enter the furnace of a blazing fire, they could not experience the power of gospel.
我们在生活当中常常失去这个机会。
We often lost this opportunity in our life.
神两个机会让我们经历福音的大能。
God measures so many opportunities for us to experience the power of the gospel.
但是我们没有思念上面的事，我们思念地上的事。
But we set our mind on above, not on the things on earth.
因此我们失去了那个机会。
Sorry, we set our mind on earth, on the things on earth, we lost this opportunity.
当大但以理晚年的时候
When Daniel was old,
那个大力王就下了一个命令
And the king sent a command.
他说三十之内啊，除了王以外，不可以向任何人或任何神求任何的事。
And you could not pray and worship the statue of the kings, except the statue of the kings, you could not pray for anything else.
如果任何人违反这个禁令的话，就丢在那个狮子的坑中。
And then if you disobey this command, and you'll be cast into the lion's den.
因为王呢就在那个禁令上呢就盖上了玉玺。
And the documents were signed by king.
那个一盖呢就不能改变了。
And once the documents were signed, nobody could change it.
但以理听见这个事情。
So after Daniel heard about this,
一听见以后呢，他马上就去做一件事情，向耶路撒冷祷告。
And as soon as he heard about the things, and the first thing he did is pray to Jerusalem.
他每天这样做三次。
He prays three times a day.
跪在地上祷告感谢，像素场一样。
And he kneeled down, prayed, and gave thanks.
他已经选择要进入狮子坑了。
He already chose to be cast into the lion's den.
对于挑战，但以理呢是从属天的角度来看这件事。
He looked at this challenge from the heavenly perspective.
因此他是不能够顺服令的。
So he could not obey this command.
因此他必须要进这个狮子坑。
So he chose to enter into the lion's den.
他接受了这件事情。
He accepted this thing.
因此他就照常祷告。
And he just prayed as usual.
果然他被送到狮子坑里面。
Unexpectedly, he was cast into the lion's den.
但是神差遣他的使者封住了狮子的口。
So God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth.
因此但以理在狮子坑里面经历了福音的大能。
Therefore, Daniel was able to experience the power of gospel.
因为他思念上面的事。
Because he set his mind on things above.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个奉献人的生活里面的一个表现。
Dear brother and sister, this is the manifestation of a consecrated life.
无论临到他们身面前的那个艰难和挑战是什么？
No matter what kind of challenges and hardship they face,
他们从属天的观点来看这件事。
They look at all this from the heavenly perspective.
为什么他们能够这样做呢？
Why they could do this?
都可以从但以理的话来发现。
We can learn from the Daniel's words.
你说，他说，至高在人的国中掌权。
Because Daniel said, the Most High is the ruler of the realm of mankind.
这一件事。这个观念呢，在他们的心中是非常的真实。
This concept becomes so true in their heart.
因此在这个选择要不要吃王膳的时候，他们知道这个至高者在神人的国中掌权。
So when they face the choice of whether they will be defiled by king's food, and they know that the Most High is the ruler of the nine kinds.
因此他们从这个角度来决定事情。
So then they make a choice from this perspective.
当他的朋友面临到这个烈火这个窑的时候。
When his friends facing the furnace of blazing fire.
他们知道那个至高者在人的国中掌权，因此他们的决定是从这个角度出来的。
They knew the Most High is the ruler of the realm of mankind. Therefore, they make a decision from this perspective.
当丹尼尔面临狮子坑的时候，他的思考乃是至高者在人的国中掌权。
When he faced the lion's den, he knew that the Most High is the ruler of the realm of mankind.
因此他能够做出那样的决定。
He can make such a decision.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们生活里面，我们也会碰到许多的挑战。
Brothers and sisters, in our life, we also encounter many challenges.
当我们站在我们这个挑战的面前的时候
，As we stand before all these challenges,
我们能不能够看见这个至高者在人的国中掌权呢
？Do we see the Most High is the ruler of the realm of?
如果我们相信这个至高者在人的国中掌权，那我们就能够做出一个决定，是从这个角度出发的。
Then, if we know that the Most High is the ruler of a realm of kind, every decision we can make from this perspective.
这样的人就是一个奉献的人。
This kind of person is the person with a consecrated life.
他们选择烈火的窑。
They chose the furnace of blazing fire.
他们选择狮子的坑。
They chose the lion's den.
他们不论那个结果是怎么样。
No matter the end result would be.
因为至高者在人的国中是掌权的。
Because the Most High is the ruler of the realm of mankind.
这是一个奉献的人。
This is a consecrated life.
这个叫做奉献。
This is called a consecrated.
因为我们在生活里面有许许多多的事物。
There are so many things in our life.
很多很多的事。
Many things happening.
不件件事都是这么大的。
Not every single thing is such a great thing.
很多事是非常小的。
There are a lot of trivial.
是我们生活当中的一些决定。
Perhaps it's some choices in our life.
但是我们在做这些决定之前。
Before we make a decision,
我们知不知道神至高者在人的国中掌权
？Do we know the Most High is the ruler of the realm of mankind?
因此，在我们做决定的时候，我们是从上面的事来考虑呢，还是从地上的事来考虑
？As we make a decision, do we make a decision from the heavenly perspective or from the earthly perspective?
一个人为什么会蒙恩得救以后呢，思念地上的事呢
？How can a man who saved by grace can set their mind on things on earth?
为什么我们不能思念上面的事呢
？How can we not set our mind on things above?
因为我们没有把自己奉献。
Because we did not consecrate ourselves.
我们没有把自己献上活祭。
We did not present our body as a living sacrifice.
因此，我们面临事情的时候，我们思考是从地上角度来思考。
Therefore, when we make a decision, we always make a decision from the earthly perspective.
因此我们失去了许许多多经历福音大能的机会。
Therefore, we lost so many opportunities to experience the power of the gospel.
这是第二个奉献人的生活表现。
This is the second manifestation of a consecrated life.
还有第三个表现。
The third manifestation.
一个奉献的人有第三个生活中的表现。
The third manifestation of a consecrated life.
就是乐意把自己奉献来建造神的家。
It's willing to consecrate himself to commit his hand to the building of the house of the Lord.
每一个奉献的人都是如此的。
Every single consecrated man.
每一个奉献人，他们乐意把自己奉献出来，来建造神的家。
Every consecrated life is willing to consecrate himself to the building of the house of the Lord.
我们在圣经里面也能够找到一个例子。
We can also find an example from the Bible.
这个人的一生里面能够让我们看见他何等乐意奉献自己建造神的家。
His entire life shows how he's willing to offer himself to the building of the house of the Lord.
这个人就是大卫。
And this man is David.
大卫在年老的时候。
When David was old.
他在列王记上最后一章的时候。
In the Kings, in the last chapter of Kings.
他就说出这样的话。
He said.
他这样说啊，大卫就对以色列人全会众说这样的话。
And he told to the whole assembly of the people of Israel.
他说，我呢，为我神的殿，第二节，已经尽力了。
With all my ability, I have provided for the house of the God.
这是大卫在晚年的时候对以色列百姓说，他说我呢， 我对于建神的殿这件事情呢，我已经尽力了。
I have already provided all my ability for the house of the God.
我预备金子做金器。
I prepared the gold for the things of gold.
银子做银器。
The silver for the things of silver.
铜做铜器。
The bronze for the things of bronze.
铁做铁器。
The iron for the things of iron.
木做木器。
The wood for the things of wood.
还有玛瑙。
The onyx stone.
可相看的宝石、彩石和一切的宝石，并许多的汉白玉。
And inlay stones, stones of antimony, and stones of various colors, and all kinds of precious stones.
他讲他为神所预备的这一切的事物。
And he talked about all things he prepared for the house of God.
但是不仅如此。
Not only so.
他继续说，他说呢，但我心中爱慕我神的殿。
And he continued, moreover, in my delight in the house of my God.
就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己继续的经营线上建造我的神的殿。
In addition to all the materials I have prepared for the house of God, the treasure I have gold and silver I also gave to the house of my God.
你看大卫的心啊，他当神说你不能建殿的时候，从那一天开始，他用他余生的时间呢，为圣殿预备材料。
From the day God told David that you are not the one who build a house, build my temple, then he spent all his remaining life to prepare the material for the house of God.
他为神的殿尽了他所量。
He provided all his abilities.
但是不但如此呢，他又因着他的爱慕，把他自己本身积蓄的金银也都奉献上去。
Not only so, in his delight in the house of God, he gave all the things he has.
然后呢，他在第五节的时候，他说今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
And in verse 5, he continued said, who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
大卫把自己的那个见证说出来以后呢，他就向以色列人全会众挑战说，今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
After David spoke out his own testimony, he challenged the assembly and said, who is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
在旧约里面，这个奉献有两个字。
And then in Old Testament, the consecration means two words.
头一个字呢，就是分别的意思。
And the first word means set aside.
所以当摩西把亚伦奉献的时候呢，就是把亚伦分别出来。
So when Moses consecrated Aaron, he set Aaron aside.
来洁净他。
To make it clean.
让他能够做祭司的事。
So that he can do the things of as a priest.
但是奉献还有另外一个字的。
Another word of consecration.
这个是大卫所用的这个字。
This is the word David used here.
这个是什么意思呢？
What this means?
这个就是把一个人的手呢来充满。
It's to fill your hands.
什么叫做把一个人的手充满呢？
What it means to fill other people's hands.
我们需要来看一看当初他怎么样来奉献亚伦的时候所做的事。
We need to take a look at how Moses consecrated Aaron.
在亚伦要做祭司之前呢，摩西要把一些东西摆在亚伦的手上。
Before Aaron became priest, Moses placed something in the hands of Aaron.
好像我们如果我们的姊妹是亚伦的话呢，我是摩西的话呢，是这样做的。
If Aaron and then brother is Moses, and then we do like this.
摩西呢，把一只羊身上的肥油哈，就那个羊身上的那些脂肪和它的那个尾巴、那个尾巴哈，拿出来呢，放在亚伦的手上。
So Moses take the fat of the ram and the fat tail and the fat that covers the entrails and fatty lobe to the hands of Aaron on the hands of Aaron.
你做亚伦要接啊？
哦、oh, ，OK
。所以他手上呢，现在有一个羊的脂油和那个尾巴。
I have the fat from the ram and the fat tail.
然后呢，摩西要把那个肝脏哈上面的脂油和肝上的那些王子放到他手上。
And also the fat that covers the entrails and the lobe of the liver.
这样已经很多了哈，这是一只羊啊。
It's the whole ram.
然后呢，把那个羊的两个腰子哈和腰子上面所有的脂肪呢，再放到亚伦的。
And also the two kidneys and the fat that is.
刚刚东西没有拿下来啊，只是加上。
It's you did not take anything off. It's just addition.
然后呢，把那个羊的右腿哈拿出来，这比较重了。
It's a heavy and then
再放在他手上。
The right thigh also a place on the hands of Aaron.
他手上很多东西了哈。
I have so many things in my hand.
完了没有呢？
And then is it the end?
还没有啊，再找一个无效饼哈，再放他手上。
And then he found a cake of unleavened bread, also placed in the hands of Aaron.
然后呢，再用一个调油的饼呢，再拿来再放他手上。
And a cake of bread mixed with oil, placed in the hands of Aaron.
还没有完，最后呢，要拿一个薄饼呢。再放他的手上。
And then also a wafer of unleavened bread.
如果是他是亚伦的话，已经讲不出话来了。
If I'm Aaron, I couldn't speak.
你看他手上有多少东西啊
？I have so many things in my hand.
那光是一只羊腿哈、啊，放在手上已经不得了了。
Just a right thigh is very heavy.
还有这个羊身上，几乎羊身上所有的脂。
And all the fat of the ram.
那个肝脏。
A liver.
还有三个饼
，and also three bread.
然后他要在神面前还要摇一摇。
I also need to do a wave offering.
这叫奉献。
This is called a consecration.
这意思是什么呢
？What this means?
就是他的那个手，除了来做神的事，不做别的事。
So that means, Aaron's hand can only do the things of God, nothing else.
这叫做奉献。
This is called a consecration.
所以这个奉献呢、啊？不是嘴巴说说就算了。
So, the consecration, you cannot just talk about the consecration by lips.
我们也不是说我心里奉献了。
You cannot just say consecration from your heart.
当然奉献的确是一个心里面的事。
Of course, consecration starts with your heart.
但是这个心的奉献一定要变成手的奉献。
But you need to, move the consecration from your heart to your hands.
我们心的奉献是很重要的。
So it's important to consecrate in your heart.
每一个人要把心奉献给神。
Everybody need to consecrate.
但是如果这个我们停留在这个心的奉献的话，这个是理论上的奉献。
So if you just merely stop in the consecration in your heart, that this is a theological.
这个心的奉献没有变成手的奉献呢，那个奉献是道理上的奉献。
So if the consecration of heart cannot be turned into the consecration of hands, this is just a head knowledge.
因此亚伦的手需要完全的奉献出来，来做神的事情。
Therefore, the hands of Aaron need to be totally consecrated to the Lord to do the things of the Lord.
所有真实的奉献一定是从心开始，然后到手。
All the true consecration always start with the hand and then move to the always start with the heart and then move to the hand.
当那个尼希米时代啊，很多人被神激动回到耶路撒冷。
So God stirred up the hearts of the remnants in Nehemiah. They returned back to Jerusalem.
他们不但心奉献了，他们手也奉献。
They not only offer their hearts, they offer their hands.
但是过了一段时间呢、啊、
，But after a while,
他们手就不奉献了。
They did not offer hands.
他们就没有在。他们的手就没有在建造神的家了。
And then their hands did no longer build the house of God.
他们的手来建造自己的家。
And they start to build their house for themselves.
因此大卫就呼召以色列的全会众，他说：“今日有谁能将自己奉献给耶和华呢？”
Therefore, David called the whole assembly, said, "Who is willing to consecrate yourself this day to the Lord?"
大卫用的这是第二个字。
This is the second word of a consecration.
以色列人全家他们的心都是愿意奉献给神的。
The whole household of Israel was willing to consecrate themselves.
但是大卫说今日谁能愿意把他的手来奉献给神来建造神的家呢
What David really means that who is willing to consecrate your hands this day to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹我们的手是不是奉献给神啊
Did you consecrate your hands to the Lord?
我相信我们每一个人的双手啊，今天呢也都是满的。
Believe all our hands are full today.
我们每一个弟兄，你的双手都是满的。
Three brothers and sisters, your hands are full today.
不但你的手是满的，我相信你的儿子、女儿的手也是满的。
Not only your hands are full, I believe your children's hands are also full.
今天我们把很多的事物放在我们儿女的手上。
So we place so many things in the hands of our children.
我们希望我们的儿女呢，样样都比别人好。
We expect our children can exceed it on all things.
因此我们把许多的事物堆在他们的手上。
We just place all things in their hands.
为了什么缘故呢
？For what purpose?
有一天他们能够建造他们自己的家。
One day they can build their own house.
但是今日有谁乐意奉献自己来建造神的家？
And today, who is willing to consecrate yourself this day to the building of the house of the Lord?
这是一个奉献的人。
This is a consecrated life.
这个奉献的人，他的双手乃是为了神的家。
So a consecrated man who has a consecrated life, his hands is a Lord.
所以我们看见有这三个有这个生活的表现。
We see these three manifestations.
这是这三个这个奉献的一个实际的表现。
This is a reality of the three manifestations.
如果我们要真正明白什么叫做为神而活，
If we want to truly know what means to live for the Lord,
我们就要从这个三个方面来自我的来思考。
So we need to consider ourselves from these three aspects.
所以一个奉献的人，他乃是有一个谦卑和简单的灵。
A consecrated man has a spirit of a humility and a simplicity.
神说什么？我就做什么。
Whatever Lord said, they would do it.
像孩子一样。
Just like a child.
是一个简单而谦卑的。
It's a spirit of humility and simplicity.
一个奉献的人，在面临一切的事物的时候，他乃是从属灵的角度，从天上的角度来思考事物。
And a consecrated man would think all things from the heavenly perspective.
他思念上面的事，不是地上的事。
They set their mind on things above, not on things on earth.
一个奉献自己的人。
A consecrated man.
他不但心里面乐意把自己奉献给神，
Not only willing to offer himself from their heart,
这个心的奉献到最后也成为双手的奉献。
And this consecration from the heart will also become the consecration of hands.
乐意把自己的手奉献在建造神的家的事情上。
They are willing to consecrate their hands to the building of the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，我最后想问大家一个问题。
Lastly, I want to ask you a question.
既然我们明白什么叫奉献，
Now we know what it means to be consecrated.
什么叫做为了神而活？
Now we know what it means to live for the Lord.
那这件事情到底是容易呢，还是艰难？
Is it easy thing to do or very difficult things to do?
弟兄姊妹，思考一下。
Consider the thing.
你觉得这件事情容易呢，还是艰难？
Do you think it's simple or difficult?
有多少人认为这个事情很容易呢？
How many people think it's a very simple thing, easy thing?
有多少人认为这个事情很艰难呢？
How many people say difficult?
这件事情也可以容易，也可以艰难。
This is easy and difficult.
对于大卫很容易。
For David, it's easy.
对扫罗很艰难。
For Saul, it was very difficult.
对但以利很容易。
For Daniel, it was easy.
对犹大的那些王是非常艰难。
For the king of Judah, it was very difficult.
对撒母耳是很容易。
For Samuel, it was easy.
对以利是非常艰难。
For Eli, it was very difficult.
那这边关键在哪里？
So then, what is the most important thing here?
为什么对有些人容易，对有些人艰难？
Why it's so easy for some people, but it's very difficult for another?
弟兄姊妹，我问你另外一个问题。
I ask you another question.
让5000个人吃饱哈，这个容易呢还是艰难？
Feeding the 5,000 is it simple or difficult?
那做姊妹的，或者在家里面煮饭人就知道，让一个家人吃饱都不容易的。
If you are a sister and someone who cook in your house, you know that feeding the whole family is not easy thing.
所以让5000个人吃饱是容易呢还是艰难
？Feeding 5,000 is it easy or difficult?
我想对菲利呢。是很艰难的。
And for Philip, it was very difficult.
但对那个孩子呢，是很容易的。
But for that child, it was very easy.
那到底他们中间的差别在哪里？
So what's the difference?
这个菲利和这个孩子的差别在哪里？
So the difference between Philip and this child,
在奉献。
Is a consecration.
因为这个孩子把5饼2鱼奉献给了耶稣。
Because this child offered 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
这个孩子只要做一件事情。
So this child, there's only one thing for this child can do.
他只要把他的5饼2鱼奉献给主。
He just need to offer his 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes to the Lord.
其他的都是主做的。
And then Lord would take care of the rest.
是主让5000个人吃饱。
So it was the Lord who feed 1,000.
不是这个小孩子让5000人吃饱。
It was not the child who feed 5,000.
这小孩子从来没有让这5000人吃饱。
And this child would never mean to feed 5,000.
这小孩子做了一件事。
The only thing this child did.
他把自己献上。
Is to offer himself.
其他的都是主做的。
And then all thing was done by Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么难呢？
Why it's become so difficult for
him? 因为扫罗从来没有把自己献上。
Because Saul never offered himself to the Lord.
为什么难呢?
Why it's difficult?
因为以色列犹大的这些王从来没有把自己献上。
Because all the kings of Judah never consecrated himself.
如果我们没有把自己献上的话,
if we never consecrate ourselves,
那让5000人吃饱是非常难的一件事情。
Feeding 5,000 become very difficult.
所以到底难还是不难呢?
Whether it's difficult or not.
难的部分都是主做的。
So all the difficult part will be taken care of by Lord.
我们所要做的其实是很简单的一件事情。
All we need to do is a very simple thing.
我们只要跨出那个信心的那步。
Just step forward.
把那五饼二鱼就放在主动。
And place the bread and the fish in the hands of the Lord.
所以这不是一件很困难的事情。
This is not a very difficult thing.
但是我们今天有没有做这件事情?
But do we do this thing today?
如果我们走出了这一步,
if we step this one step,
那我们就看到那个福音的大能就出现了。
Then we can experience the power of the gospel.
那个孩子他一生都不能忘记这件事。
I believe this child would never forget this experience.
神能够借着他所奉献的那个五饼二鱼, 可以让5000个人吃饱。
Through all the fish and bread he offered, Lord can feed 5,000.
如果他那天没有把这五饼二鱼献上,
if he did not offer the bread and fish,
他仍然有那五饼二鱼,
he still kept this bread and fish.
他可以存留那五饼二鱼存几天,
he can keep this fish and bread for several days.
但他失去了一个机会能够看见福音的大能。
He lost a very precious opportunity to see, to witness the power of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们其实没有东西可以献给神的。
Dear brothers and sisters, I did not have anything to offer to the Lord.
我们手上的东西再多，在神的眼中里面也不过就是五饼二鱼就是了。
No matter how many things we have in God's eyes, it's just five breads and then two fishes.
我们在地上的年日是何等的少。
The days we have is short.
宰如手掌啊,
it's in your hand.
不过是五饼二鱼就是了。
It's just the bread and fish.
所以今天我们却有一个机会,
however, we have this opportunity today.
用这个五饼二鱼来经历福音的大能。
We can use this bread and fish to experience the power of the gospel.
所以大卫说今日有谁乐意把自己献给耶和华呢?
Therefore, David asked the assembly, who is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
有谁愿意把他的五饼二鱼来奉献在耶稣的手中呢?
Who is willing to offer your five loaves of bread and two fishes into the hands
of the Lord? 然后能够让我们可以经历这个福音力。
Then we can experience the power of the gospel.
当撒在那里顺服神的时候,
as Samuel prayed to the Lord,
每一次他都经历福音的大能。
Every time he experienced the power of gospel,
当但以理在那里顺服神的时候,
as Daniel obeyed to the Lord,
来思念上面的
事的时候, as he set his mind on the things above, every time he experienced the power of God,
让大卫在那里为了神的家来, 尽心竭力的时候,
when David prepared all these materials with all his ability,
他能经历到神的大能,
he was able to experience the power of God.
所以我们能够体会到为什么保罗这么迫切。
So now you can sense how you can sense this, the sense of urgency of Paul. Because Paul experienced the power of the gospel.
他已经把五饼二鱼献上了。
He has already consecrated.
他也看见那个结果是何等的荣耀。
And he also see how glorious this end result is.
因此他鼓励, 罗马弟兄姊妹, 以神的慈悲劝你们要将身体献上活祭。
Therefore, he urged the fellow Christians that you need to present your body a living and holy sacrifice.
大卫也是如此。
David was also like
that. 他经历了耶和华。
He experienced God.
他知道这个神是何等的, 丰富和能力。
He knew that God is so powerful and abundant.
因此他鼓励这以色列的百姓。
Therefore, he encouraged the assembly.
今日有谁? 乐意将自己献给耶和华。
Who is willing to consecrate yourself this day to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上的年日不是很多啊。
Our days are short.
就像我们很喜欢的诗歌里面，他说：“活着这个为耶稣，时间已经短促了。”
Just like the hymn we sang, "Living for Christ, just in a little while."
我们人生本来就很短哈。
Our life is short.
但是我们又浪费了很大一。 很大一 段的时间。
And then we waste this, a majority of our life.
我们很多的时间是思念地上的事。
We spend so many time, so much time on the things, things on earth.
很多的时间我们没有顺服神的话。
So many times we did not obey the voice.
很多的时间我们双手为了自己。
Well, so many times we fill our hands with the earth things.
但是主的话说。要以神的慈悲来劝我们，要将身体献上，当作活祭。
So the word of the Lord is, told us, I urge you by the mercy of God to present your body a living holy sacrifice.
但愿我们早晨呢，能够有一个属天的眼光。
And I hope this morning we all have this heavenly vision.
我们来看奉献这件事情的时候，从那个属天的眼光来看。
As we look at this consecration, we look at it from the heavenly perspective.
因此，我们里面就会有像保罗一样的那个感觉。
Therefore, we would share the same feeling.
我们有那个大卫的那个感觉。
And we have the same sense of David.
我们能够看这个事情呢，跟他能看这个事情一样。
So we can look at all these things from the same perspective.
因此，不但我们会奉献，我们会乐意把自己奉献出来。
Not only we know to consecrate, we are willing to consecrate.
不但我们奉献给神，我们后悔我们要早一点奉献给神。
Not only we are willing to consecrate, we also regret why we couldn't consecrate.
我们感谢神。今天神仍然借着他的话向我们开启。
We thank Lord today God will speak to reveal to us through His words.
让我们能够看见这个话语里面那个里面的那个属灵的那个意思。
So we can see the spiritual meaning of this word.
让我们今天能够乐意把我们自己能够奉献给神。
So we are willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们感谢你的话语是何等的真实。
We thank that you were so faithful.
真是我们这个脚前的灯路上的光。
It's the light to my feet and lamp to my path.
但愿早晨借着你的话来照亮我们前面的道路。
May you enlighten our path through your word this morning.
然后借着你的话语和前面的这些见证人。
And through your words and all the testimony.
你来鼓励我们。
To encourage us.
让我们今天早晨可以起来把自己乐意的来献给耶和华。
So we may rise up this morning and consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们能够把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
We may present our body a living holy.
这是你所喜悦的。
Because it's acceptable to God.
因为这是理所当然的。
It's acceptable to God.
这是我们应该有的侍奉，应该有的敬拜。
This is a spiritual service of worship.
但愿早晨你在我们当中得到你当得的敬拜和你当得的侍奉。
May you gain this morning all the worship and all the praise this morning.
我们这样祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.